Humboldt County's Planning Commission has fielded a mostly satisfactory annual report for major events held in Southern Humboldt and approved a permit for a new theater-oriented camping event. The commission reviewed and approved the ongoing and new events in two hearings at its April 17th meeting. The Mateel Community Center holds a multi-year permit for its Reggae on the River and its summer arts and music festivals. The permit covers use of multiple parcels, including County Line Ranch and the Cooks Valley area. The Mateel's permit for the events lasts through 2027, with daily attendance cap of 5,000 people for Reggae on the River. The permit requires annual reports on the event's operations and water monitoring. Water monitoring was the main focus of the commission's review, and senior planner Steve Lazar said Mateel, quote, probably could have done a better job of picking further upstream and downstream locations for South Fork Eel River water sampling. But lab tests show levels of E. coli bacteria were, quote, within the guidelines for public health concerns. A memo from the county's Environmental Health Division includes directives for improvement, including developing a sampling plan prior to events. Reggae on the River Festival Manager Alicia Goodrich said the Mateel is committed to doing the best it can.
We're committed to improving some of these shortfalls that we had this year as far as testing. The fellow who did our testing, Oliver, he's been in contact with me as we've been receiving the comments and is already ready to go to get a new plan over to Environmental Health and get this thing rolling. So any other, you know, issues that come up, we're always committed to improving our practices and caring for the community and the health of the river, and all these things are super important to us.
During a public comment period, the owner and tenant of a property adjacent to the festival site said use of a road easement for emergency vehicle access was impactful, and they questioned its use. Lazar said the easement is actually held by Caltrans and is shared with the festival and the property owner. A motion to accept the report included directing the Mateel to assess the road use in next year's review and to, quote, directly reach out to neighbors. The commission also approved a conditional use permit for a unique four-day camping event at County Line Ranch that includes theater, immersive art, and non-amplified music. The permit spans 2026 to 2030, has an attendance cap of 3,000 people, and includes measures to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The applicant is Take 3 Presents. Misha Steiner, its executive director, described the event.
We're a theater and arts nonprofit that creates narrative-driven participatory containers for artistic styles and mediums, including immersive theater, stage theater, performance, environmental and installation art, and music. We are a little bit different than your average event of this size, especially your average camp out of this size. This is a labor of love. None of us are making real money off of this. We have a strong focus on theater and immersive theater, and we prioritize creating a platform for new and emerging artists to get to experiment with ideas and gain experience and build portfolios so that they can take that and use it in endeavors beyond our events.
Another unusual aspect is the event's invitation-only attendance. Commissioner Noah Levy talked about the value of the event and its greenhouse gas reduction efforts.
Thank you for bringing this event to our community. It sounds very well thought through, including some of the efforts you're making to reduce vehicle miles traveled and other innovations that I think could be shared and, you know, with the other events that happen there. So I really do appreciate that Mateel, Northern Nights, the landowners of both parcels and these various events are all, I think, starting to work together on that, which is very heartening.
There were no pressing issues to be dealt with, but the property owner and tenant who commented during the Mateel report hearing reiterated their concerns and said their driveway was blocked during last year's reggae festival. Commissioners unanimously approved the Take 3 permit with the stipulation that the adjacent property's driveway shall not be blocked. Also at the meeting, commissioners approved a Garberville area special permit for a cannabis micro-business including non-volatile manufacturing, distribution, and a nursery. The business, Farming Humboldt Dreams, will use Sawmill Road as access with five or more round trips per day. A majority of commissioners voted to approve the use permit with a variety of conditions, including a requirement to help maintain the Sawmill Road access route. Commission Chair Ivor Skavdal voted against approval due to some past violations and neighbors' concerns about noticing and road-related impacts. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.